Dzień dobry, everyone. Good morning. For those of you who have been keeping up with me, I spent the last 2 weeks in Poland. That means good morning, good day. It was a great pilgrimage, again. A great time to be away, to pray for all of you. I missed you in my travels. I pray you missed me a little bit, all right? It is good to be home. It is good to be back here. Going back a second time, you know, I said last year when I went, I needed to return again. I needed to get more people to come with me. And we took almost 50 people to experience the lives of the saints, of St. Faustina and the Divine Mercy, of St. Maximilian Kolbe and going to Auschwitz, and of course the life of Pope St. John Paul II. Returning a second time gave me more opportunity to enter into these places and to simply pray. To pray in the lives of the saints, to pray in these different and wonderful and holy places. And so there's a lot of stories to share. I just want to share a few with you today, because there were ups and downs and goods and bads as we went to different places. And so to share these experiences with you. And today, you know, I think of two new experiences that we really had. You know, one was something that was fun, right? It was a pierogi making night. You know, Poland is famous for their pierogies. And let me tell you, I am a champion at eating them, all right? So to make the pierogies, they had this special restaurant we went to, and they asked for volunteers, and of course I got volunteered to go up and roll out the dough and put it together and then fold the pierogies, and I felt pretty good about myself, right? And I'm doing this, and we had this young woman who was helping us, and she said, in my family, we fold the pierogi like so. And I said, all right, I got this, and I'm just masterfully folding this pierogi. And as she's helping somebody else, I said, look, I did it just like you. And she goes, oh, yeah? She goes, okay, okay. She looks, she goes, oh. What is that? She looks at my master, and she, oh. That was it. Talk about a kick in the gut when somebody looks at your masterful work and just goes, oh. You know what I said after that? I said, I could turn bread into Jesus, okay? I don't need to make pierogies. I was done after that. So, if you want somebody to make you pierogies, not this guy, all right? That was a downside of this trip. But one of the upsides I think about was how last year when I went, I was introduced to the life of Blessed Jerzy Popolusko. And Blessed Jerzy, or Father George. And Blessed Jerzy is a man on the way to sainthood. He was a young priest who was a priest of the people, and one that I had not really ever known him anything about. And Blessed Jerzy was one who was really integral in the solidarity movement against the communist regime. Ultimately, it led to his martyrdom, where at the young age of 37, the secret police stopped him by faking a traffic stop. Somebody who needed help with a car, they took him out, beat him to death, threw him in the river. And then, honestly, by some miracle that the rocks and all helped his body to be found, that his people know what travesty was done. But that was all that I knew. So to come home and study this year in preparation, then to go back and to learn more about him, it really stuck with me, especially in light of where we are in this world, because we haven't strayed too far. You know, we look at this life of this great man who was not afraid. He was sick. He dealt with so many frailties of his own life that people would tell him, you are suffering much. You should not continue into this priesthood. It's just only going to bring you more hardships. And his great line was, one does not suffer when one suffers for Christ. And I thought, how beautiful is that for us to pray and reflect on? For how many times do we believe in our suffering to be overwhelming? But how often do we just need to turn that mentality to offer it? And know that if we suffer for Christ, then can we truly call it suffering? For that is how he lived. And he lived that for his people, right? That is where God says in our gospel today, you cannot serve both God and mammon. For if we're only doing it for ourselves, if we're only doing it for this world, if we're only doing it for wealth and selfish purposes, then it will be meaningless. But if we do these things for him with our eyes fixed on heaven, on Jesus Christ, on God the Father Almighty, using the grace of the Holy Spirit, then life makes sense. It becomes possible. And we look at this darkness in this world around us, and that's what we are facing, because darkness wants to snuff out the light. It wants to hurt the truth. We look at the evil of our school shootings. We look at, you know, Charlie Kirk. We look at the fact I was in Poland when the Russian drones were shot down just a few hours away. You know, war in our world and continual martyrdom. Even Blessed Jersey, it was only in 1984. This isn't that long ago. This is something that is still ongoing in our world. Because good and right and truth will always be attacked. And so the question is always, well, how do we respond? And that's where the other line of Blessed Jersey stayed close to me. He says, you do not conquer another with a closed fist. You conquer another with an open heart. But that's what sets us apart as disciples of Jesus Christ. If we want to conquer others, if we want to conquer this world, if we want to truly claim it for Jesus Christ, then we do it by opening our hearts even more. And that's tough. Because our response is to close off. Our response is to close our fists. Our response is to want to fight back. And instead we say, no, Jesus, you taught us that what we have to do is love more. To love no matter what. To love unceasingly. And that is why we are here. Because we remember that we are not alone. That our faith has made it this long because this is what we do. We are people who follow you, who follow your example, who follow your truth, and who follow your love. Yes, our world is dark. It is full of sadness and it is full of evil. But we will not quit. We will continue to cling to you. We will continue to keep our eyes fixed firmly on God, and we will continue to serve him. We will open our hearts and we will conquer this world through his love. And so today we say, Lord, help us to not forget this truth. You give us the lives of these great saints before us, of those who are yet to be saints like Blessed Jerzy, and you help us to continue to learn, to give us hope. We cling to that and we say, Lord, we cannot serve both God and mammon, and so we serve you. We serve you with all our hearts, for that is the only thing that matters. Amen.